Hey, what's happening?
Brother, what's up?
This is a grooving party, man.
Yeah, brother, like, dig it. Stop right on.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. How you doing, Sam?
I'm good, Earl. It's feeling a little empty around here without Sandy.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. He's going to be gone for a couple weeks. He's going to be traveling to Israel and all those other things.
Doesn't feel like Friday without him.
No, it does not. You know, I was just thinking, you know, about 6 months ago, maybe less, I was bragging to people that it really didn't matter what day it was. I was retired. And it didn't matter whether it was Monday or Sunday. And
that's the dream.
But and I had that dream, and I was living that dream.
Why are you sitting here now? I would not give that dream up ever.
And well, because you know, I have some guys who I respect dearly and have modeled myself after, from the standpoint that you long for that time in your life where that's what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get there, and then you say, unless you're Sandy and you're traveling all over the world, is this it? is this what, you know, it's about, you know? And I'm the kind of person that as long as I'm healthy, I'm going to stay in the batter's box swinging.
I think that's the right attitude.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not going to. And I don't begrudge anybody who's just enjoying their retirement. But me, you know, until they finally put the ticket on my toe and say, that's it. I'm going to be active. I'm going to be moving around as long as I'm healthy. And to me, that's what life is about, just continuing to stay in the batter's box and continue to take swings.
Amen. I think I'd get a little bored either way. Just not that I don't love my boyfriend and my cats and all, but I can only see them for so many hours every day.
Hey, listening audience, that's a 23-year-old who's talking about what it would be like in retirement. But anyway, I digress. Phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. January 6th. What's the word I'm looking for?
Testimony. Yeah. Oh, not the right word.
You know,
I'm sorry.
Testimony and those kinds of things. And I got to tell you something. I saw it differently than I bet you anybody else. All the listening audience, people from all over the nation, I know I saw it differently. So why did I see it differently? Because I didn't just stay on one channel. I switched back and forward from Fox News. That did not show it, other than to show the video of it with no audio. And have Tucker Carlson and what's the other Yahoo? What's the other guy's name? Wow, it'll come to me. But you guys know who I'm talking about. It comes on right after Tucker Carlson, and his name will come to me. Another just blowhard. And they had the sound turned down on this, and they claim, see, we did have it on. But they were doing the talking. And so on Fox News, nobody heard what was being said. Now, I get it. I understand. Because they wanted their sheeple to hear it from them. And so that's what you have on Fox News. There's some, one of those sheeples call here, calls the radio station constantly and talks about how great the ratings are on Fox News. Number one ratings, right, because of the sheeple who listen to them. Why would somebody want to see an outlet that is so corrupt that they would not even allow what is going on with me this morning? The sound of what was being said, so people can make decisions on their own. You know, if I don't hear the volume, why would I watch something that would not even allow me myself to make decisions on whether or not what is being said that I myself personally, since I've been given my own ears and my own mind to think, why would I not want to hear what's being said? Well, that's Fox News for you. They clearly set a plan in motion to make sure that their sheeple would not be allowed to do their own thinking. So I switched back and forth and heard, but I heard enough on the right side of things to make decisions based on what was even said by Republicans, by the Oath Keepers, by the Proud Boys, who all said, even by the president's daughter herself, you know, even by the Attorney General, Bill Barr, who all said that Trump was lying. They basically all said that. But you couldn't hear that on Fox News because of the fact that they wanted to keep the sheeple. You know, sheep are easily led in the wrong direction, hard to lead in the right direction. And you can, you know, there's a sheepdog. The sheepdog, one dog, can lead all of the sheep in one direction because sheep are mindless creatures and they don't need to think. So, you know, they'll just follow the leader. That's what a sheeple is. A group of people who don't have independent thought, who just follow, you know, aimlessly. And that's exactly what those who listen to, you know, Republican talk and Fox News. I was listening to some other conservative stuff over the last, you know, 24 hours. And to hear them talk about, well, this was Nancy Pelosi's fault. I for the life of me, I really don't. I hear there's some folk who tell me I really shouldn't talk about Republicans and conservatives in the manner that I do. But for the life of me, I can't believe that there's anybody who will listen to that dribble that's coming from the right about what took place here and what was going on last night. How can anybody with a thinking mind accept that, well, it's Nancy Pelosi's fault? They were offered opportunities to have 20,000 National Guards people there, and they turned it down. That's not the issue. The issue is a bunch of lunatics. Well, there was only 200 of them. Yeah. What do you mean it's 200? We all saw it. You know, my lying eyes didn't deceive me. But folk on the right never let the truth get in the middle of a good argument. Truth falls in the street, and equity cannot enter because the sheeple, you know, I mean, they just can't. There's not much they can do. They have given up their independent thought. And you know, I know some of them are listening. They can't defend. There's no way they can defend if they saw what I saw last night and heard what I heard. Oh, the other lunatic is Sean Hannity, just, you know, it's early in the morning. And I was up late. I don't know. Past 10 o'clock, past my bedtime. 10 o'clock.
Honestly, I don't make it till 10 anymore. So that's impressive.
I know. So I was up to 10 o'clock, you know, 4 day in the morning, as the elders used to say. and so, you know, I'm going to be a little slow this morning. But if you just hang in there with me, everything will come together. But again, how do you even reconcile any of that stuff with truth? Well, you know, Nancy Pelosi turned down the opportunity to have 20,000 troops because they were forewarned. Oh, they were forewarned. Oh, they were forewarned what? Oh, well, that there might be some trouble. Oh, that there might be some trouble. Okay, so why would there be trouble? Well, because the Oath Keepers and the Proud Boys and the Boogaloo Boys, we're going to talk a little bit about that group of folk and who they are, because our phone lines are open as always at 844-967-2789. We're going to have some dialogue and conversation about who the Oath Keepers, the Proud Boys, and the Boogaloo Boys are, since the folk on the right are always talking about Black Lives Matter. And we can compare those from Black Lives Matter to the Boogaloo Boys and the Oath Keepers and the Proud Boys. Got to go to a break. Phone lines are open as always at 844-967-2789. We'll come back to the phones. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. Be right back.